Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just the Guy. So today I don't have our typical prayer where we look at some scripture regarding prayer or anything else. In fact, most of you will know that on the weekends I don't post a whole lot. And Sundays, usually, I'm just assuming you're in church, so you don't need or whatnot the daily prayer, and I'm just taking in my time with the pastor and the church. So anyways, but I was sitting in church today, and it was just placed on my heart, and then continued to place on my heart as I tried to rationalize not doing it as I drove home, that I needed to pray with you all for the tornado victims. Praying for our country isn't always about the political environment. It's not about the Democrats, the Republicans, the Congress. It's about the people and loving them and caring for them. And right now, there's a lot of people hurting in Oklahoma, Nebraska, all through the quote-unquote flyover states. So I ask that we would remember them, that we would lift them up in prayer to God today and tomorrow. But let's go ahead and start today. Holy Father, we're grateful for who you are and what you can do. The fact that you love us, have grace, have given us your grace and provided your mercy to us, Lord, is amazing. As so infallible as you are, we are equally or commensurately, proportionately as fallible. And yet you love us, you want us to fellowship with you. You want to be involved in our day-to-day lives. And Holy Spirit, I just thank you for being in my life, in our lives. And I lift up this time and ask that you would pray, that you would speak the perfect prayer over these families and these individuals who are hurting in the Midwest. All these victims of the tornadoes. There's probably still some people trapped, injured and trapped. And Lord God, I pray that you would direct the workers, the helpers, the emergency crews to them. I pray and ask that you would be by their side, Holy Spirit, comforting them, easing their pain. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to them and minister to their families who are so scared and sad, who are grieving so significantly. Lord, I come before you as your child and as a member of your body and your church and a member of this country. And I lift up my fellow citizens to you. I lift them up and pray for your mercy to be upon them. Keep the rescuers safe, please. But give them insight as to where to turn to find that one last person. And Lord, all the pain that people are going through, both physical, emotionally, and spiritually, I pray for your angels to be about them, holding them close. I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to be ministering to them. As the great physician, as by your stripes we are healed, as the great blessing to mankind who accepts you and loves you, God, I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to minister in a mighty way to all those who are hurting. And not just in the tornadoes, that's the immediate need, Lord. But I pray for the people across this nation who are struggling, who are in pain, who are living in anxiety and fear, and don't know where their next meal's coming from, or how they're going to pay their electric bill, Lord God, I just pray for all of the people in this land, especially for the tornado victims, Father. I just pray that you would keep new tornadoes, new weather away from them. Protect them. Bless them. Encourage them. Holy Spirit, I pray. And all those who are struggling and now don't know where to turn. Maybe they don't even have family members left. They don't know where they're at. And they're searching. The fear, anxiety. Holy Spirit, comfort them, I pray. May you bless them through this. And I just ask, Lord, for you to be glorified in all of this. But I know you're in charge. So I just thank you that you love us so much. And I ask for your mercies to be upon Oklahoma, Nebraska, Missouri, wherever else it may be that they've been hit. And I ask, Lord, for your grace to rain upon them and your peace to be in their hearts. I've never gone through that, Lord. And I just ask that you would hold them close. And again, Lord, for all the people in this land who are struggling, who don't know how to pay bills, don't know where money's coming from, don't know where food's coming from, how they're going to get to work because their car's broken down, the bank account is zero, or overdrawn and they don't know what to do. I pray that they would know that you're there and to turn to you. And I pray you'd help them take the next step and the next and the next. Lord Jesus, be with them. Be with the people of this United States, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.